One of Governor Evers' picks to head a state agency is up for a confirmation vote in the Senate tomorrow, but right now it's not clear he has enough support to keep the job. Brad Paff is the secretary designee for the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. On Friday, State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald asked the governor's office to withdraw the nomination. The state lawmaker says there isn't enough Republican support to confirm Paff. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel, this bubbled up late last week. What did Senate Republicans initially say about this?
Well, it came out on Friday that the senator had spoken with the governor by phone and said, we don't have enough votes to confirm Secretary Paff. He had been put on the calendar for tomorrow to go up for a confirmation vote. And this is a really sort of unusual set of circumstances, because there are certain instances where a member of the governor's cabinet is never confirmed. So these individuals are appointed by the governor early in his term, and they can continue serving as designees until the Senate holds a vote on their confirmation. Now, it's very unusual for a vote to be scheduled unless it's going to be a positive vote, an upvote, a confirmation vote. I actually spoke to the Senate Chief Clerk's office last Friday, and he said that there hasn't been a vote scheduled where there hasn't been the support for the individual since at least 1997. That was as far back as their records go on this. So kind of the way it normally goes is if you don't have support, you don't put them up for a vote, and they just kind of continue serving in that capacity without that official Senate confirmation. But Republicans in the state Senate decided to take this kind of extra step to show their disapproval of Paff in this circumstance.
That's what I'm wondering. If that's usually business as usual, why would they take this extra step if the vote is not likely to fall in Paff's favor?
So they have really had some kind of high profile conflicts with Paff over the past several months. I think the biggest one, the one that everybody's kind of mentioning as this is swirling around in the Capitol ether today, is a fight that they had over funding for a suicide prevention program for farmers. There was a delay in that funding due to some kind of technical implementation of the state budget. And Paff really pushed back on Republicans and said, hey, you need to hurry up. You need to release this funding, was very critical of them, made a comment that really riled Republicans. He said, I only have enough money in my department to fund this program for five more farmers in Wisconsin. Republicans, are you going to choose what five farmers get suicide prevention care? And their pushback on that statement was, we really think you're politicizing this issue. You're treating it with not the sort of respect that it deserves, the gravity it deserves. And that's really set a tone for the relationship between the Republicans, who are in the majority, of course, in the Senate, and Brad Paff.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're talking about the fact that the state Senate lawmakers are saying they don't think that they will confirm one of Governor Evers' appointees, this for the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Protection. Laurel, the Senate often confirms a nominee early on in their nomination process, so they're judged based on their past work. But because this confirmation process has gone on so long, this nominee is being judged based on what's happening currently. The conflict has impacted Brad Paff's confirmation. How different is that than we usually see things here?
Well, it is a little unusual. I mean, Republicans are kind of taking their time holding these votes on Evers' cabinet members. Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald said that just because of kind of the tone that was struck between the Evers administration and Republicans early on in his administration, particularly over lawsuits and pushback to do with the lame duck laws that were passed before Evers took office, that it was difficult for a lot of senators to even consider getting to know some of his cabinet members, learning enough about them to hold votes. He said, we've just now gotten to that place with other members of his cabinet. So this is a process that's definitely moving pretty slowly. And in the instance of Paff, you're right, there have been experiences that lawmakers have had with him in this capacity that they can sort of point to and say, we don't like the way he's doing this job, rather than we don't think he's qualified for this job.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the state Senate to confirm PAF. Who else is coming out in support on his side?
So a number of industry groups have actually pushed back today, including a pretty powerful agricultural industry group in Wisconsin, the Dairy Business Association. They put out a statement and said the dairy industry in Wisconsin, has faced some challenges in recent years. We don't need a change at the top. We need bipartisan cooperation. We need stability from state government. And we need PAF to stay in this role. So we know that organizations like that, the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association as well, are reaching out to Republican lawmakers and urging them, if they don't want to vote for PAF's confirmation, to at least do a procedural move that we call tabling, and tabling the vote and just kind of holding off, not holding the vote to fire him tomorrow.
Laurel, what are we hearing from the office of Governor Tony Evers?
Well, Evers is obviously pretty upset about this. He said Friday, shortly after Fitzgerald issued this request that he withdraw the nomination, that he was not going to withdraw the nomination of PAF. He was going to continue to have him put forward for this role. He said, I think the word that he used was, it was astonishing that Republicans were asking him to do something like that. He says, kind of similar to what the Dairy Business Association said, the industry has been struggling. It really needs stability. It doesn't need kind of political turmoil at the very top when farmers are in need of state support as they're grappling with things like weather and changing prices due to trade fluctuations.
Laurel, what happens if PAF is voted down by the state Senate?
So basically what happens is he is fired from the job. So we will no longer, as of that moment, have a designee of the head of the state agriculture department. So Evers will then have to nominate someone else, and then the process kind of starts over. So Evers will have to pick someone, whether that's within the current department or from an outside organization, to do the role that PAF has been doing as an acting secretary and designee, and then down the line, Republicans will have to consider confirming or not confirming that individual as well.
And you'll be paying pretty close attention to this week, I assume.
Absolutely. It's a big item on the Senate docket tomorrow.
Laurel, thank you for catching us up and for helping us better understand the process.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She was with us today to talk about why Republicans in the Wisconsin State Senate have asked the governor to withdraw his nominee to head the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.